Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And remember we talked about when we looked at Matthew 24, when he said, head to the mountains. Basically, Jesus said, when you see these things take place, pray that your flight not be in winter. Pray it's not on the Sabbath. Pray that, well, for those moms who are feeding their babies, it's going to be a tough time. But you need to leave now. Some of them, many of them, are going to head to Bozrah. Again, I won't get into all that. And God's going to supernaturally protect them for 3.5 years. We looked at it where the Antichrist tried to get them, and God protected them. And he was madder than a wet hen, whatever that means. I grew up, these people, do y'all have that language in Arkansas? Madder, wet hen? Okay. And he couldn't get to those folk that God had protected. And I ain't talking about the 144,000. These are different folk, okay? They're hid. Antichrist king. So he turns his attention back to Jerusalem, back to the people back there. So for the next 3.5 years, man, he's not only a worldwide leader, and we looked about the false prophet and one world religion and one world, all of that takes place. At the end of the tribulation period, he gathers his vast army up and he comes toward Jerusalem. And Jesus always comes right on time, right on time. He came and he, and in the last verse we read, was verse number 20 of Revelation 14. And the winepress was trodden without the city. The city is Jerusalem, and I take this very literally. And blood came out of the winepress, even up to the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. I mentioned this last week. I take this very literally. A lot of good men think this is like lava. You know, it's blood. Matter of fact, that's the word for it in the Greek, and I ain't a Greek fella, but It's that word for blood of man, of men and animals. Matter of fact, we're going to read in Revelation 19 where they call the supper the great gods. Remember we looked at that? Where he says, come and eat of the flesh of the fowl, of the horses and of the princes in Revelation 19. So all the buzzards, so to speak, and all the carrier, the birds who would eat flesh, they would devour, they'd have them quite a meal. It's called the supper of the great God. And I mentioned last week, at that supper, you will either be eating the marriage supper lamb, or you will be eaten. Kind of a play on words. But anyway, I believe it's not lava. You're going pretty hard for birds beating things burned up in the lava. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. Don't mean you have to agree with me, but again, I take this very literally. It's going to be a bloodbath like the world has never seen. Okay? And then we get to chapter number 15. Verse number 20 was at the end of the tribulation period. Back in, and I told you as we begin our studies, it's like waves as we go through the book of Revelation. There's sometimes he's looking toward the end of the tribulation period, even into the millennium, and then he'll come back. So we're coming back here in Revelation chapter number 15, and he's back in the middle of the week, in the end of the in the middle of the tribulation period, in verse number 1 of chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, and we'll get into that next week. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. Now let me stop right there. We looked last week about in verse number 10 of Revelation chapter number 14. It talks about where they shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, and the cup of his indignation. Literally means it's undiluted. Right now, God's judgment is tempered with grace and mercy. Hallelujah for grace and mercy. But during the tribulation time, especially the second half now, is what he talks about in verse 10 of chapter 14, without mixture. And he talks about here in verse number 1, where he says, it's filled up with the wrath of God. It's no longer restrained, his wrath. It's no longer restrained, and this cup is full and overflowing. His wrath is going to be completely poured out on mankind here in the tribulation period. And so we see that these vials, these bowls are about to be poured out. And just so you have, again, just a reminder, in chapter 6, you had the judgment of the seven seals. the seven seals. We looked at that. Then in chapters 8 and 9, it was a judgment of the seven trumpets. Remember, the seventh seal opened up the seven trumpets. We get here, the seven trumpets, the last trumpet opens up the seven bowls, or what we call vials of wrath. And so we're at that point, in the middle of the tribulation period. And there, and verse number 1, chapter 15 says, "And I saw another sign." It's interesting, the other two times that word is mentioned, it's also the word wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R. It was in Revelation 12, 1 and 3. Revelation 12, 1 and 3, where there's a great sign or wonder. It talked about Israel. Remember that woman? Revelation 12, 1. And then there's another great one, was that dragon. That was Satan. So again, he mentions that, uses that word, another sign in heaven. Great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues. Interesting. "For in them is filled up the wrath of God." You would have thought by now, by this point, 3.5 years into the tribulation, that people would have cried out to God for mercy. All these things are taking place. But it's interesting to me to see that even through all that, the people will still do not repent. It was in Revelation, I should have marked this. Where did I have it marked? Oh, Revelation 9:20. "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues," it's talking about the first half of the tribulation, "yet repented not of their works of the hands." They still wouldn't repent. Isn't that amazing? And then Revelation 16:9, when the great tribulation is taking place, you would think men would come to their senses and fall on their face and repent. But in Revelation 16, verse 9, "And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him the glory." And by the way, I've said this over and over and again, this is the judgment of God. It's not the judgment of Russia or America. It's not a nuclear warfare. A lot of people think it's a nuclear bomb just scattering everywhere. No, this is God's judgment on God's people on this earth. That's why men would be blaspheming God. They're not blaming Russia. They're not blaming America. Whatever you think's going on, this is God's doing this, and they know that. So they blaspheme God. But the amazing thing to me is they still don't repent of their sins and evil. Well, verse number 2. We see in verse number 1 and 2 the marvelous sign. Verse number 2, "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name," of course, we know what this is for, "stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God." By the way, I'm going to mention in my message this morning, do you know God loves singing? He loves to hear his people sing. In the book of Zechariah, chapter number 3, I think it's verse 11. It's in my sermon, my notes today. It's the only place where it talks about God sings. The only place in Scripture it talks about God singing. Well, God loves singing. And here are these folk. These are people who died during the tribulation period, because it talks about the mark of the beast and all these things. In verse number 3, "They sing the song of Moses." Now, this is where I ended last week. I gave you a homework assignment. The song of Moses is found in Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Is the song of Moses. Matter of fact, Moses sung two songs that's recorded in Scripture. The first song that was ever recorded in Scripture, we find Moses singing it. Remember when they crossed over? The Egyptian army was following them. There's the Red Sea, you know. It was the Red Sea, wasn't it? Yeah. The Red Sea, and they were surrounded, and God led them across safely, and the Egyptian army was drowned in the sea. By the way, I took that very literal, too. I believe God's word.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday, July 2nd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Mark Trammell Quartet live in concert. That's July 2nd, this Saturday at 6 p.m. Mark Trammell Quartet is going to bless us with some wonderful gospel music, and we hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.